Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show. This evening we have a very special feature for you all. Tonight I have joining me Sister Tina Batten. Sister Tina Batten, woo! Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Sister. Hey, my sister. Hi, family, church family, loving family, everybody out there in Radio Land. Thank you for having me today.
We are. It's a pleasure to have you. Tell us about your latest short and feature film, Second to Chance.
Oh, that's going to be my first feature film. And Second Chance, the movie, is so special and dear to me because the Lord took me back to my beginning writings. Way back in 1998, 99, I did a stage play presentation, and it was a trilogy. And back then, my thoughts were that it was going to roll into a television show, right? And this is before my brother in Christ, Tyler, got his House of Pain and things like that. So when I saw Tyler getting his stuff, I was like, oh, Lord. You know what I mean? It was like, oh.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's so special. And, you know, my whole motive and everything is bringing inspiration and encouragement from the street where I'm from, right, from the East Coast, New York, Philly, to the stage, because all of my productions are birthed from the stage as a playwriter first and then to film. So Second Chance, the movie, is my first stage play I ever did, a trilogy. So the Lord gave that back, brought that back to my remembrance, and took all of that drama from that trilogy stage play and just compacted it into this 1.5-hour feature film, crazy, ridiculous movie.
Wow.
And everything I do is faith-based. So, it has a message there, a message for everyone of hope and encouragement, because that's what I do. That's what Sister Batten does, you know.
I'm so excited
about it. Yeah.
I can tell.
I know. I'm trying to contain myself. I'm like, okay, come on, you on radio, let's try to. But I really, it's just so near and dear to me. And I will tell you that I'm in the fundraising process, right? And so I was able to raise enough money to shoot like a half a scene. And so if people visit the website and everything, they'll see like that half a scene that we're kind of using as a concept or teaser trailer, if you say.
Okay.
And so you can kind of anticipate, like, wow, what's this going to be all about? So it's just a little sneak peek and a little teaser into what's to come for this feature film. But that's what I'm focusing my energy on right now, is that feature film project. Yeah.
Okay. So what was the inspiration behind the title? Because I love the title.
The Lord gave it to me. Yeah, seriously, the Lord gave it to me, and that's where the inspiration came from, following the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and I didn't change the name. I loved it. I mean, it worked as a stage play, right? It was a very successful stage play in San Diego, and we ministered the first one, the second one, and the third one, as I said, was supposed to roll off into a television show. I ended up doing other things. But then the Lord, now, here we are in 2017, and then next year I'm going to shoot it, 2018. It just brought me back to this film project. And, I'm like a visual storyteller. So my stories, even though it was back then, it's still good today because stuff is still going on. People still trying to overcome stuff. And you know what I mean? And it just giving some hope. We all need some hope. We need some positivity, okay? And that's what it focuses on. And then as a performing arts girl, this film also has a beautiful, I would say, hybrid, if you may, in regards to drama and performing arts. So it's a nice little hybrid of that beautiful storyline, little something for everybody. It's just going to be a wonderful project that I'm just shouting from the rooftops. Like, everybody, y'all need to get in on this thing. You know what I mean? Check out the website.
Right.
I'm just so excited about this project.
So who are some of the cast members in this production that you can share?
So far, and then if they see the trailer too, visiting the website, I use a lot of people that I've used, young people, in regards to my stage productions. So So far right now, we have a beautiful young actress out of San Diego, Aramique Glass, and you'll see her. She's portraying one of the leading roles, and I'm still casting and got my eye on some other individuals that I think would be a really good fit. Even some of our major gospel artists, hitting their people, seeing if they can get involved with, like, this huge concert scene. Like, I'm reaching out to Canton Jones Camp. I'm praying that he'll get involved. Wes Morgan, I'm praying that, and speaking it in existence, that he'll get involved. You know, and it's just a beautiful project, and it ministers to our young people. Well, to everyone, actually, not just our young people, but young at heart as well. And I really think that they'll, once they check it out, that they'll really want to get involved. And so I'm reaching out to everyone, still casting and haven't finished writing the, almost finished writing the script. So, yeah, so we're still like in the development phase, because even though it was the stage play, we have to do a script adaptation and make it into the film. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Love that. So as a playwright and filmmaker, what obstacles do women encounter over their counterparts? Because this is a tough industry.
Yeah, it is. You know why? Because I've been in this industry for a while, right? So starting out as stage plays, right, and then working over to film, of course, this industry is, you know, predominantly male, but us women are coming up, and we're doing a lot of good things. So besides that, you know, of course, the finances and people believing in your project and just having those doors open. That's why I make my own. I open my own doors, you know, with the help of the Lord. And then being an independent artist, you're able to do such. And thank God with all of the technology and everything that we have, you know, your distribution, you know, you can really, really open those doors and create a lot of noise and a lot of buzz, which we do right now, right? We're creating a lot of noise and buzz and awareness about Sister Batten Productions as well as the upcoming feature film. And just kind of making your way. I don't really take no. I just keep it moving. That's my favorite word, keeping it moving. And just doing, just working in your gifts and doing that thing. So I remember early on, I used to run into, I don't know, but I used to run into people not really wanting to work with women and working around that.
So,
to be honest, I mean, this is what happened.
But we've come a long way. We've come a long way. But we're not quite there, but we're not where we were.
We have.
I'm going to say that.
We have. You look, my sisters know what I'm saying, right?
Yes, we do. I feel you.
But it's the truth.
So what advice can you give to aspiring women who want to come into the world of film and theater and do write plays and television and film?
You know what? I just say, just do it. Like, if writing is your thing, then write. If, you know, and just start with maybe a small project. And work your way up. For instance, I started in the church, you know, because I had the church available. They got all that beautiful spacing. So why not open up the church to the public and put on a project, right?
And then start building
a name for yourself. That's what Sister Batten did. And, you know, that's what happened. And then from there, it just kind of, it goes on and it grows and grows. But you're working in your craft. And you're practicing in that, and you're getting really good and better and better. And you learn with each I'm still learning. With each project, you keep learning, and you keep growing, and you keep developing your skills and your gifts, studying. You know, if you have school, that's great. If not, get out there and do it. Just don't let nothing stop you, and just do that thing, especially now. Especially now. With all this great technology we got, just do it.
Y'all
that's
heard.
What I say to all my
y'all
sisters
heard
out there.
Bad.
Do that thing, babies.
Oh, I love your personality.
Thank you.
How can our audience learn more about you and find you on social media so they can keep up with what you got going on and support you?
Oh, yes. I love it. Look, I made it real easy. My brand is Sister Batten. If you can spell a last name, you done found me, Batten. So everything is sisterbatten.com. You subscribe to the YouTube channel. Facebook is sisterbatten.com. Everything is sisterbatten.com. You will find me or Sister Batten. Just Google me, and all my videos will pull up. Subscribe, because I got something. I'm working on something kind of special to the subscribers that I'll be releasing in a couple of weeks, actually. One of my stage plays. But, yeah, and then you'll find all of the information. You'll learn a little bit more about me. I'm real hands-on. I'm easy to find. I'm us, you know, just trying to do that thing, make a lot of noise, telling stories that, you know, I think are meaningful to us and in our community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially nowadays, everybody needs a little inspiration and positivity.
Ooh.
And, you know, and even though
yes.
my stuff is faith-based, I'm not throwing it down your throat. The choice is yours,
mm-hmm.
right? Choosy this
mm-hmm.
day, right?
Mm-hmm.
The choice is yours. But you really get some good entertainment, quality entertainment, and something that either a stage film or a film that, you know, when after you finish viewing it or watching it, then you go out to dinner or whatever and you talk about that thing. It just promotes a lot of conversation, like, wow, this, that, and I didn't think about this. Or, you know, just bringing perspective visually. That's why I love visual storyteller. That's exactly what I do.
Okay. I love it, y'all. Check out Sister Batten Productions. Go to her website. I'm going to find her on social media so I can follow her.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Support you. Yes, yes.
Yes, please
I love
do.
It. I love it. I love it.
And Second Chance,
and
the movie. That,
mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm
mm-hmm.
sorry. And Second
Go
Chance,
ahead.
The movie, we also have a promotional page up there on that particular website. It's second2chancethemovie.com, and then on there you'll see a sponsorship or partnership, so everybody can get involved from $25 and up, you know, so everybody can support and just like, hey, I have my hand in developing that thing, you know what I mean? So I just encourage everybody, check it out.
Y'all heard it here, right here on the place. Sister's Place with Sister Batten. I love it.
Thank you, sis. Thank
that
you so much.
That is beautiful. You are so welcome. Well, you have a great evening, and thank you so much for sitting down with us this evening. You guys definitely check her out. Follow her on social media, and make sure you subscribe. Like she said, she got something special for her subscribers.
I do.
Check her out.
I do. Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great one.
Thank you, you too. Bye, family.
Right.
I love y'all.
Okay, I love you back. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.